and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have involved the people of something. Activists say the U.S. did at costs.
We're slicing cake.
Welcome, everyone. Show brought to you by Black Radio Network. I'm your host, Wise Man. As Wednesday, the day will be us today, but we're here conversing with Brother Davis in time. Give us a call, 865-125. Now, for today's live show on Wise Wednesday, Black Talk Radio Network and some of your finance to the network. We do that at blacktalkradionetwork.com. That is the home for this site. You see in the far right left hand, you will see the prompt. Don't be a donor, sponsor of Black Radio Network, corporate sponsors, and why this is so. It's been bringing in a thousand. We wanted to go much, much further with just also PR community. It is Show Media Network and all of your social media access, tweeting community. This network, only $24 a year. You're part of the network that you can for yourself, your business, you think are significant to community, to the family, to you in the on NPR, and to be more holistic where you won't be adversely affected. So come on over to BTR. It's the only place that I post information, and it's been extremely, extremely beneficial, something that we need to keep going. That's where you can support it. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, prosperitymint.com, and come on there and check out what's in inventory there. And if you would like to acquire real money instead of being, you don't have to save as a slave, because most are paid in debt instruments, which is a slave's wage. You can actually save as a king or queen or as a lady and a gentleman, and that would be by gold and silver and some of the other investment grades of the precious metal. So you could do that. Go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory. Then please, before you purchase, email info@prosperitymint.com and just let them know that you're a new customer, and so that someone can get in contact with you to ensure that you are doing everything correctly, and just to explain the buying process, and it's to your benefit that you do that. So please make sure that you do that. Okay. Also, if you would like to be a part of the Trade Coin Club, you could go to where you could actually trade cryptocurrencies, and I've been doing it for a while, and it's I'm logging around about, I think it's around 65, basically $65 a day almost. I need to really check that, because I commingle it with my own trading of the cryptocurrencies. But I actually trade the cryptocurrencies, doing very, very well. And would love to show you all, and for you to be a part of that. You can easily do that by going to ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com. We'll explain more a little bit later. You can join there and then be a part of our cryptocurrency. We're probably going to have another conference call for those individuals just to help them along. There's a lot that's going on there, and that is a opportunity to own something, even though it is something that's you can't control, and believe me, the bankers and the governments established it. But while they try to deceive and run it up way up, you can use that to your benefit if you have great discipline, and use that to your benefit. So come on, be a part of it, and you could easily email info@prosperitymint, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. We'll say that a little slower, 951-790-8330. and I will get you the information for you to engage in cryptocurrency and everything that's going with it. And we'll talk about that a little bit later outside of Wise Wednesday, because I want to get to Brother Davis's Wise Wednesday broadcast. Okay, so let's check out what's in the news. You know, there's there was a from Credit Suisse. They put out a couple of days ago talking about how in the future, in the next 5 years, 50% of the malls will be closed. And the retail market is really, really setting the pace for a part of the other forms and diverse parts of the economic collapse that's going to be happening. So definitely could see that. So let's jump into what's in the news. We'll cover some of that tomorrow in Financial Friday. Okay, so let's jump into the news. What's in the news? My man Raj posted. This one came from Cult of Mac. Laptop and tablets flights ban could be expanded worldwide. Check out that article. Raj posted that one. Raj posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Congress can't ignore the debt ceiling for much longer. This is critical. And they only have, from my understanding, they only have enough cash to last a couple of months into the summer. And the debt ceiling was actually came about on March the 15th, and that was when it was law. So we got to definitely cover this. Very, very important, because you need to know what's really happening. Next article from Ventura Beat. Raj posted this one. IBM and Cisco system joins forces to sniff out cybercrime. Check out that article. Next one from Huffington Post. Raj posted this one. Trump buys into Putin's plan to melt the Arctic. Next article, Raj posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Cape Town drought is the worst in over a century. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Comey to testify publicly. Whoa. About Trump's, That's going to be that's going to be different. So we'll see how this. So it's all the soap opera, all the drama. This is definitely unfolding into the the purge of. We talked about this for last year in 2015 as well. The purge is going to be coming, and this is all a part of it. It's going to continue to fall apart. Next article, Rise posted this one from Reuters. The Philippines Duterte uses Lewinsky's affair to hit back at. Critical Clinton. Check out that article that Raj posted there. So Raj said, yeah, you better watch out for, you better be careful. These people are political serial killers. So, so true. So check out that article. Next article from Raj as well. This is from today.com. Five types of prescriptions you should know that affect your driving. And yeah, this is because Tiger Woods was arrested. I guess it was Monday for driving under the influence, and it was under Tiger had some back surgery and the prescription medication that the doctor he had prescribed him. So that's where that comes. That stuff is so, so true. So check out that stuff, and a lot of that stuff is highly addictive. Next one, do you have anxiety? Take an anxiety test. Raj posted this one. Good one there. Next article, this is from Corinne Miller. What you need to know about ibuprofen and others and heart attack risk. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from Medical News Today. Home remedies for bronchitis. What works best? And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that worked best that I've, for friends that had bronchitis and everything else, I've always given them thieves oil. And that clears it up right away. So check out that article. Next article from The Guardian. Hackers publish private photos from Lithuanian cosmetic surgery clinic. Check out that article. Next one, Raj posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Money, CNN. Activist investigates Ivanka Trump's shoe supply. Is detained in China. Next article, Raj posted this one from Fusion. Scientists. U.S. coral reef could all but disappear within a few decades. Next article from SciPost. Raj posted this one. Study link Facebook use to reduce gray matter, reduce gray matter volumes in nucleus. Check out that article. Next one, Rise posted this one. Trump reportedly pulls the U.S. out of the Paris climate change deal. Check out that article. Also from RT International today, I posted this one. U.S. Japan to take specific action after North Korea missile hits Japan's economic zone. This was from over the weekend. Actually, was this was an article from yesterday that I didn't get to post. Next article, post this from Foxless News. North Korea warns of bigger gift package to the U.S. after missile tests. And North Korea did another missile test. And I think that this is pretty telling. When they talk about a gift package, I think what they're talking about is they've already implanted dirty bombs or whatever things that they have already strategically placed here in the States, in my opinion. That's what it means. I didn't read that article the whole way through. So that is something I think we'll be dealing with next, soon enough. Next article, I posted this one from Sputnik News. Turkey loses its Trump card by granting NATO access. Next article from Yahoo, North Korea orders rocket preparedness after U.S. B-2 drills. So North Korea is preparing for a confrontation with the U.S. in military engagement. Next article from Russia International, cabal blast, at least 80 killed and over 350 women in an explosion in Afghanistan's capital embassy district. Next article from Sputnik News, defensive play. Pyongyang's nuclear umbrella almost ready in the face of U.S. threats. And that's North Korea. Next article from RT, Australia plans to revoke convicted pedophile's passport to prevent child sex tourism. Definitely, I think that's something that, man, that stuff is worldwide. People actually just go all over the world for different things. Some people go all over the world to mess with children. So that is definitely something that's there, and it's all a part of the demonic rituals that are practiced. So, and it's all a part of subjugation and enslavement as well. Next article, this one from the Daily Reckoning, the greatest financial bubble in history. The Daily Reckoning, and it's talking about China. Very, very important, because that is going to have adverse effects for everyone here. Next article, and this is the last one from Reuters. Pentagon successfully tests the ICBM defensive system for the first time. So check that article out yesterday. While we were on air, the U.S. had successfully tested a missile shooting down another missile or incoming missile. So this is all has to do with what we're going to be dealing with here. So that is what's in the news, and Brother Davis is there, ready to go. So if you would like to get in on the conversation with Brother Davis, don't hesitate. Give him a call during today. But please just say excuse me once you unmute yourself. And number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And right after Tando Radio Show today, for those of you that are a part of the Wednesdays for the preparedness, we will have our preparedness class roughly around 15 minutes right after the show today. So we'll definitely see you there. Without further ado, Brother Davis is in studio, ready to go. Ready to give you another eventful Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is all yours.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I hope that you can hear me loud and clear. Welcome to another Wise Wednesday, and it is the wealth of my heart to be able to bring you something that you could possibly apply to your life. Tonight's show, I want to start off in a slightly different way. Why? Because there's so much going on around us, I want to remind us the most important aspect that works to our advantage. And this is called simplicity. Simplicity, the quality or condition of being easy to understand or do. These are the definitions of it. The quality or condition of being planned or natural. I'm sorry, being plain or natural. A thing that is plain, natural, or easy to understand. Now, I'll point that out because we have gotten so far away from the simplicity of just living. We have been so bombarded with so many things that are coming down the pike that we are scattering ourselves in many directions trying to prepare where we think preparation is needed. And listen, that is okay. I'm not being critical of that. But what I'm trying to point out is that we have been able to be moved from the simplest aspects of being able to achieve the simplest thing. You see, the system that we have been involved in requires confusion. Why does it require confusion? Because if there's no confusion, literally, they cannot take control because you'll be able to focus. Through confusion, they can literally arouse your agitation. What does that do? That literally defeats your ability to focus and stay focused because thoughts will be coming through your mind because your eyes are moving. Now, I know some of you are saying, what do you mean my eyes are moving? Absolutely. You know how you can look at something and thoughts get right in. Well, that's part of the reminiscing of programming. Because that way, if there's a lot of agitation, your mind doesn't stay focused on one thought. So this is why we have to move back to simplicity. We were talking about this dollar dropping and what it meant to people. And I was saying, well, really, if we just go back to basics and we stop getting involved in the confusion, we will realize that we have a lot of control. And one sister who was really caught up in the dynamic of what she could not do, did not identify what she could do. And this is the importance of our understanding.
Very important.
The main thing that you must understand is what you're trying to achieve. Why? Because when you disconnect from what you're trying to achieve, you fall right into the system's program. The sad part about it is that we fail to realize the catastrophic effect it has on not just our thinking, but our body and the aspects of our thought process, our belief process, the structure of planning, which is going to be to our advantage. So we literally have to take control. So the sister looked at me and she said, well, how do I feed my family? I said, well, have you been feeding? She said, well, I go to the store. I said, well, you must have a new store. She said, well, I thought you said the electronics weren't working and we wouldn't be able to. I said, you're right. She said, well, how are we going to have a new store? I said, the store that is new is the one that's always been there. That's the one your parents use. That's the one your grandmother used to have in the backyard. She said, you mean a garden? I said, absolutely. She said, I don't have time for a garden. I said, a garden doesn't work on your schedule. A garden works on the solistic schedule. Literally, what the solar is doing is going to have a greater effect on your garden. All it requires you to do is to find fertile soil and plant seed. It knows its process because guess what? The simplicity of the universal process never changes. What changes are the people. And the reason why the people change is because they get caught up in every aspect of the thing that they don't need. They get caught up in their ego. They get caught up in their desires. They get caught up in their wants and their needs. And they get those two mixed up. And the sad part about it is if they look at it from the most simplistic avenue, they can realize that it's very easy to go out and buy seed. They realize that if they have any kind of backyard, they can start a garden. We are not going to be able to conquer the great problem before us if we cannot supply our needs for the immediate problems that befall us. Let me understand. Let me give you understanding. The immediate problem that will befall you is hunger. What are you going to do about that? That's where the garden becomes your new grocery store. See, with a few moments a day, you can literally grow all the food you need for the whole year. And that's simplistic shopping. Oh, sure, if you want it to last the whole year, you're going to have to make a few avenues of personal learning. You may want to learn how to dry foods and store them. You may want to learn how to take and create jams and jellies so that you can use at a later date and store them. You may want to learn the importance of the nutrition and the specific foods that you are growing so that you can assure that your family is going to be able to obtain a certain quality of nutritional health from the simplicity of your grocery store. This is not rocket science, y'all. And these are the things that we are going to have to be able to return to. Even if you don't think you can adjust, one thing about a virtue, when you get to a point where necessity is overpowering your need, then your virtue will kick in to supply the knowledge that is necessary because you will seek it out. And when you seek it out, it might be just looking over the fence. Oh, wow, look at that. Your neighbor has a 10-foot by 3-foot or a 10-foot by 8-foot garden. She got the same kind of amount of room that I have. But now, 4 or 5 weeks in, her garden is flourishing. You see, we have to take the responsibility to be what we were designed to be, not what we have become. Because when you think about it, we have become the victims of a system that is designed for our failure. And if you don't believe it, look at what's happening to us in the streets. If there was any compassion in the livelihood of us as a people, we wouldn't be going through this. Why wouldn't we be going through this? Because other human beings would see the need to come to and bring their voice to the issues that confront us, and they're not. The sad part about it is that most of them, they really think that this is something that's going to be fleeting. Oh, we'll get through this. Yes, you will, but at what cost? That's why we must return to the most simplistic, the simplest ways of achieving the things that are the necessities to our life. If you get sick, what are you going to do? We have to find answers to these questions. And if we don't get caught in the confusion of, oh, there's no health care system, we can get caught in the process of knowledge of what is the illness and how do we approach it. Because when you do that, you're no longer looking outside of yourself. See, that's what the systems are designing you to do. They're designing you to look outside of yourself so that you will believe that you do not possess what you need in order to fix the circumstances that befall you. And the sad part about it is that the largest majority of people that you may know, and of course I know, are sitting back saying, what do? Who can I call? See, they're easily seeking help when there may not be help available. Unless you're going to be willing to give your resources until you give them away. And then they're going to move on. You know why? Because you have no way that you can help them. This is why we must return the simplicity of taking control and empowering ourselves to unite on the achievement of the needs of our community or our family. And believe me, everybody when they're hungry wants to eat, but not everybody wants to prepare for when they're hungry. That's a part of supplying what is needed, preparing for when you're hungry. And see, the sad part about that is it's our responsibility that most people do not want. You see, the system has taught you that if you go out here and go to work a day, every day, you have a right go out and buy what she wants. Well, guess what? That will no longer be available, and it's fast approaching. And when it does become available, the cost will be much greater than you're used to paying. Now, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I'm trying to bring us the full cycle back to where we literally leaned on ourselves and promoted each other. Because we've gotten so far away from that, you hear many times people say, well, black people can't come together. Well, the reason why they can't come together is because they don't want to do the work. And listen, understand how I said that. I said the reason why they think black people don't want to come together is because they don't want to do the work. But the black people that are coming together are doing the work. And listen, coming together may not be as you perceive coming together to be. Coming together may be to sit down and say, okay, listen, I'm growing tomatoes, I'm growing potatoes, I'm growing fresh fruits, I'm growing, and take and barter your stuff so that everybody can get a portion of what is needed in order to sustain a healthy quality of nutritional food. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, y'all, and we are just cranking up. And the best part about this is that everybody should have something in mind that they can add to this. Because I'm going to tell you something, we are under attack. For those of you who do not know, do you realize that over the eastern coast of Maryland, this week, they are implementing artificial clouds? That's right. Artificial clouds. Now, what is that for? Think about that for a minute. What do you need an artificial cloud for? Because literally, you cannot get rain from an artificial cloud. The artificial cloud can only have one main purpose, and that is to block the sun. Are y'all getting this? They're not literally trying to tell you no more that they're literally doing many things to kill you. They're doing it in front of your face. And I know some of you are saying, well, what can we do about that? Listen, it's not what can we do. It's we must do. And that's what simplicity is. When you have reached a point when you must do, you must do it. So if your child is coming down with a cold, do you sit back and say, okay, now if you just stop coughing and you start thinking about stop coughing, you're going to stop coughing? Or do you go out and get yourself some lemon, some honey, possibly some apple cider vinegar, mix it up in the tea and say, sip on this here? You must work everything to your advantage, and you must use the simplest route and the least complicated, the better for everybody involved. What is important is determined by you, not by me. See, because different parts of the country have different requirements. And we need to understand the importance of us taking responsibility to find the knowledge that is suitable in our part of the country. Let me give you an understanding. Do you realize that if you live in the Northeast and you're eating honey out of the Texas area, the honey that is in the Texas area does not have the nutritional value that you will need to fortify your immune system in the Northeast? I know that sounds strange, but the reason being is because the hypocrisy, meaning the environment and home, literally has what is needed for the person who lives in that particular area, because they're breathing the same air, it serves the same purpose, and it feeds the same cycle. So when those bees go out and they pollinate, they're taking the pollen from those indigenous plants in that area. So when they make honey, you're getting the fortification of the ingredients of that area in that honey to fortify your immune system for those people who live in that area. And this is all over, not in a specific area. So people are saying, well, I go to the store and I buy my honey. So you don't even know if that's honey. That's right. Because Truth in advertisement is the total, is the one of the many great hypocrisies of America. And what does that mean? One of the great deceptions. And if you don't believe me, do your due diligence. There's been a lot of honey imported from China lately, and now they're finding out that 90% of that stuff imported from China isn't even honey. And that's what's predominantly on your store shelves. We have to wake up to the simplicity of doing the work ourselves. Now, I used honey because that's an indigenous product in every area. Every area that there's something growing, that they have a bee pattern, there is a honey producer. And literally, that honey is the one of the most immune system fortifying substances that you can eat. See, the knowledge is simple. It's the simplicity of going out and applying it that we must get back to. And what is so important about that is the role that you play. Because if you are the head of your household, or you may not be, you just may be the designer of the meals that are a necessity for your family to function. This knowledge becomes pertinent information. Because now you're treating the whole body. When you put nutrients in it, you're treating the whole body. So when you go out and you put your garden together and you read, what is the vitamins and minerals in this vegetable? And you realize that, okay, well, I'm getting in my chart of what I need to have my in my family system, I'm getting this, 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 and that. And you know if you grow this plant, that you're going to get that supplied. The simplicity of taking control. And this is what we must focus on. And the reason why is because you do you, and you do you right, then that knowledge that you have will work when we come together. Because guess what? I'm doing me. And if I'm doing me, and we sit down and we talk, and I find out that something you're doing is working for you, and you find out that something that I'm doing is what that's working for me, I can incorporate yours and you can incorporate mine. Guess what? We have expanded our knowledge base. What is going on the exterior of our lives is going on. You all know we are graveyard travelers, so to speak, but we don't travel graveyards the way you think. We have been taught that when you die, you begin to understand that you've reached your destiny in this life. That is not true. And the reason why that is not true is because literally your body is a vessel. Now that vessel lasts as long as you apply good simplicity. And you've heard me say already, when you go out here and you put yourself in harm's way because of the choices you make, good or bad habits, you become the victim of your own decisions. So let me give you a little insight, because I was reading today and I put it on my Facebook page about how the red meat has been marketed to Americans and around the world as being a part of three meals a day. Absolutely not. That is too much meat for a vegetable-based system. Our digestive systems aren't even designed to consume the amount of meat that has been marketed to us for us to go out and buy, and we have been doing it. And if you do your due diligence, you will find that meat contributes to every disease that is known to man. From cancer to blood pressure to diabetes, you name it. Meat is a contributing factor. Now, does it happen immediately? No. But that is why there is so much deception in society today. Because these things that are happening are not brought to the correction right away. That's why it's so common. Oh, yeah. You don't want to work today? Call them up. Say, look, I'm not feeling good. I won't be in today. Now, in reality, you know that is deception. But if you really want to go to that baseball game today, If you really want to go out and hang out with your friends instead of going to work, that's acceptable. But that means that you perpetuate the deception, the hypocrisy of living in America. Well, we need to identify that so that we can move away from that. Because, once again, you're adding to the karma base of oneself. And karma has a cycle like everything else. If you do good things return. You do negative things return. That's simple. Let me give you a visual here. Before the earth was alive, it was void. In order for it to come alive, there had to be a sound. And sound is the initiator of vibration. Are you starting to understand this now? Because, see, when we fail to realize that the simplest things that we do, think, and say can help us construct our lives in a manner that which we can find at least a harmonious arrangement with our life, then we have a better life. I'm quite sure you heard the term, you ever wonder, little things, why that term? I could tell you. Because it rhymes with amen. See, these blends were considered to be words by the Europeans because they didn't know anything about sound and vibration. You do. But you can't make excuses. When they came in and they said, oh, that's Adam, it wasn't Adam. It was the sound, And why did they say Adam? Because that was their way of bringing words into play. Why do they use words? They use words in order to manipulate what they want to say. Why do you think there's three ways or four ways of writing the word two? Two-T-O-O-2-T-W-O. Do you realize that most foreigners that come to this America get so caught up in the way the English is so deceptive?
Excuse me, Brother David.
Yes, sister, speak up, please.
Oh, yes. Hi, Brother Davis. Hi, Team Davis. Hi, Sister Davis. This is Jada from Atlanta.
Hello, Sister Jada. Well,
hey,
please,
I have a...
bring in... Yes,
me and my son earlier were on YouTube, so he was like, Mom, I want to show you something. I said, okay. So I sit down, and he's like, look at this. And I said, well, just give me a few minutes. I was a little busy. And when they started talking about fake food from Asia, I said, wait a minute, fake food? And this one woman had purchased some rice and actually was cooking it, and it was made out of resin. And I said, oh my God. So she said, just think of how many people have actually ingested this in their body. And she said, not only fake rice, but other products. Have you heard of that? You know, coming out of Asia, the fake foods like the fish and the meat and different things of that nature, like it. You know, he showed me another video clip about it was supposed to be chicken, and it was actually rat meat.
Yes, I've heard it, and I've seen them, and I'm thoroughly convinced that one of the motivators behind that is America's need for their services. You see how much of the natural food now, which is going to China for processing. So all they're doing is lining their pockets with their greed. And we should not be surprised because, once again, they're doing exactly what this show is about tonight. You see, they're taking the responsibility that they have to their people and giving it to someone else. Just like we take the responsibility when we stop and go out to eat, of preparing our own food and knowing what's in it, to eating something that someone else prepared, hoping that it's what they say that it is. So, sister, I know and identify exactly what you're talking about, and I do believe that the more people who come across this, they're going to find out that this may be on a greater scale than it appears to be now. But don't be surprised by no means.
Okay. I thank you, Brother Davis. I just had to ask you that question. Thank you, and bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, sister, and I appreciate your call. And believe me, those people who do not know ought to do a little due diligence on our question. Because, yes, there is artificial food being sent into America from China that is not food at all. It has the appearance. That's all. But once again, getting back to what I was saying, we have given away our power, and other people that we have given it to are starting to manipulate us with it in a negative way. So if we understand that by doing the simplest things, by taking back what we've given away, we sustain a certain quality of control. We can do that on every level. You see, our biggest problem is that we fail to believe that love transcends. See, most people think they got to know you to love you. I don't have to know you to love you. You know why? Because you are a part of the greater whole, like I am. We should be contributing to make the quality of life as best that we can. Now, I know, for those of you who don't know, there is a faction of people out here now, like she just said, they're literally trying to kill us. They're giving us, they're deceiving us with every aspect that they can. And in terms of what she spoke about with food. But, and what, in terms of what I spoke about earlier was the marketing of meat. Why? Because literally it's killing us. And we have to take control of our lives so that we can stop this and build our forces so that we can literally come together. You see, what's interesting is that I'm finding that a lot of people want to come together, but they have their bridges they got to cross. Why do they got to cross? Because somebody has literally taken their trust and manipulated it. It's happened to me too. But we have to understand that until we all have one set of rules, that's always going to be an attribute, or should I say one set of rules that we all follow, that's always going to be an attribute the one who's trying to deceive someone else would use. Now, to give you a little bit of how simple this is, before the Europeans came on the planet, one of the main systems was Ma'at. And Ma'at was promoted around the world through trade. Now, what do I mean through trade? I mean the Africans traveled around the world, the Egyptians traveled around the world and did trade. And when they did trade, they didn't come on the land with guns. They come on the land with their wares. So the people could see that they were bringing something that they did not have access to. And when they seen that, that opened them up to conversation. And the conversation they had was this: we came a long way. We have various items that are abundant where we come from. And we thought it's possible that we can do some trade with you in order so that if you have some items that are not abundant in our area but your area, we can share these with each other. And that way we would add to the supply of the civilization. And so this went into other conversations, you know, and they said, well, what makes you think that you have the right to come to us? And we said, well, we come in peace. We're not trying to take anything from you. We are trying to trade what we have for what you have. And, you know, they begin to gravitate to each other. So then they can exchange ideas. And one of the exchanging of ideas they did was the 42 principles of Ma'at. And why was it the 42 principles? Because it covered your virtue on a mental level, a spiritual level, a physical level, and an environmental level. So therefore, any country could see the value of this system working where they are, even if they would alter what it was called so it was suitable with the culture that it was into now, it spanned the world. And man began to do business with man without conflict. And the reason why he could do business with man without conflict was because sometimes the conversation opened the door for their ability to be able to travel and take their wares to other places. You see, when we work on a mutual growth process and we keep it as basic as possible with a standard of conformity, meaning that I don't have to worry about you killing me and you don't have to worry about me killing you regardless of what you come to trade, because I appreciated the fact that you thought or thoughtful enough to open that door so that we can grow by the product that you have to offer and you could grow by the product that we had to offer. And sometimes that even bought the exchange of the growth pattern of that same product in another area by exchanging seed. You see, the principles of peace are underlying in every system of civilization. It's the systems of civilization that are building on the deception that literally have to have a what's called an aggressive trait. That's why there's, right now here in America, that's why there's a prison industrial complex. It's an aggressive trait so that it can instill fear, and it's based on laws that they have designed not to fit community, because most of those laws are designed to reflect directly on you. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. We're talking about the simplicity of coming to the understanding that one day we are going to have to face the fierceness of truth. And that truth is that if we do not take care of these vessels that we are traveling in, that they die. And in an aggressive state, like America is in right now, that death may be very haphazardly. And see, that's what we want people to understand, that in order to change that very haphazard concept, we're going to have to voice ourselves in a very simplistic way. Because if they see any type of gathering, they're not going to understand, because they want to create the aggression. When they create the aggression, then they can determine the story. I don't know, before we go to break, I don't know about if you heard about the brothers, the three brothers that was shot by the off-duty cop, and the only story they have really to go by is the story of the off-duty cop, because three of the brothers were shot, one or two of them died, but the other brother now, or the other two brothers now, are locked up. So therefore, the media is already determining what their story is to be negative or a lie. This police officer is walking free. So yes, what we need is the simplicity of being able to communicate with each other. This is Brother Davis on A Wise, Wise Wednesday. I'm hoping people are out here now, sitting by their phones, looking for the opportunity to call and add their content to tonight. Because in reality, we have to return to the simplicity of what our needs and our desires are, because we cannot be virtuous people by word. We can only be virtuous people by action. And this is what simplicity is. It's showing you action. It's very easy. It's just that you must take the opportunity and perform the necessities so that people can see your virtuous nature by your actions. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on a break. Please, be by your phones, make your phone calls, and do support Black Talk Radio, because here is where the truth is always straight.
Brother Davis, you still
Brother
have,
Davis on A Wise.
You yes, come on, brother. You still have 8 minutes.
But I wanted, okay. I wanted to just get your opinion on something. Going back to our caller from Florida about the food situation, I was reading an article where Haiti was also the victim of fake rice coming from China. But it kind of made me think about something that I've watched. I watched Dr. John Henry Clark. I've been watching, you know, or rewatching a lot of his lectures. And then, you know, we keep hearing these stories about China being in Africa and buying land or leasing land to grow food. But Dr. Clark was even talking about, I forget the African country he mentioned. He said they importing rice from China. And they said, now, all you need to grow rice is water. And they have all these rivers to grow rice. So why is this African country buying rice from China? What are your thoughts on that?
Actually, I think that Africa has been so victimized right now that China is giving them something that they never had before. And that is the opportunity to deal with somebody other than an American subsidized corporation. So they'd already been victimized by the IMF and all of those organizations. So when China comes in and they're talking about working with the area of gold and bringing them some industrial changes that they seriously needed, yeah, they're definitely going to give them attention. And if they import some negative rice, that they should realize also that China doesn't see them equal, but they do see them. And see, that's what Africans. Nations are being truly victimized by, because see, we haven't organized ourselves here. We are allowing through our inability to be able to do what we should have accomplished already, because we do have the resources. Other countries are coming in, taking advantage, and guess what? Before we know it, they're going to leverage their situation to their control. That rice might be, they might feel that's just a byproduct in order to have them there, because now they can have someone else they buy weapons from. They have someone else they can borrow money in order to clear land so that they're doing their own farm. So we have to understand there's going to be situations in which some countries feel that they're going to have to sacrifice a little bit of something to get a whole lot of something else. So, yeah, I can identify with that, Brother Scotty. I can identify that with immensely, because I'm going to tell you something. Africa's a soft spot for me. There is a major, major, major wars going on against African people on all fronts, from the stealing of body organs to the destruction of tribal treaties in order to be able to get one tribe to fight another tribe. And the sad part about it is that these are every entity of government. When I say every entity of government, all of the players that come out of Europe, they're over there. Well, you know why? Because they've been there for so long now, they know that their survival is at risk. And the sad part about it is that we as black people in America still haven't looked at the quantifying amount of money that we are throwing away based on advertisement. That when we come to the reality and wake up and we just start taking 10 cents, just 10 cents out of every dollar, and we put that 10 cents in a pool, in the first year, we would have close to $30 or $40 million. Why? Because of the consistency of the 10 cents. And we have to understand it is within our power. And we have to make a move soon, because this is affecting the whole world now. These aggressive countries are at the end. The reason why they're in Africa is because they don't have nothing at home. Nothing. The United States is fortunate. You know why? Because it is one of the greatest farm countries on the planet, other than Africa. In South America, and they're destroying South America because of cattle runoff. And that's another thing for those people who don't understand. Look up cattle runoff, or should I say cattle impurities. They go to the bathroom and that sort of thing. They can't utilize that. So what does it do? It seeps into the ground, and it right now is destroying groundwater. That's why they're trying to keep meat on the forefront. But I'm telling you now, if you do your due diligence, and the NIH just put out a major study on red meat and system and the natural body system, your body is not designed for mass amounts of red meat. Yes, you can have red meat here and there, but you should not be eating every day red meat and red meat at every meal. Matter of fact, you shouldn't be eating meats at every meal. Your system is not designed for the consumption of meats on that level. And they're finding the connection between meats, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, because, see, the meats get into the blood veins, and they block the sugar from being processed from the inside out. So your system thinks the sugar's not there, and it makes more insulin. And the insulin that it's making is more than enough for the system, because the sugar is being either, some of it says being, it comes out in the other avenues, where you go to the bathroom or whatever. But the system has become so imbalanced that the pharmaceutical industry has tapped in on it. For those of you who don't know, well, I'll tell you after the break, because I'm going to tell you, since you opened that door, Scotty, there is a feminine drug that they put in canned foods. Now, they use it as a preservative, but literally, it makes man boobs. It literally makes feminizes men. It has a plethora of things it does down the line. And we'll talk about that after the break. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I hope you are prepared for some truth, because guess what? What you get from here, you can use wherever you are.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. This is Brother Davidson, and we are back. And before we went to the break, I was telling you about this preservative they put in canned food. This preservative is in everything canned. Do you drink beer? Starting to get a little heavy now? That's what it is. It's this feminine, it's a sort of estrogen that they're putting in. And the sad part about it, they've been doing this for a long time. So when people are sitting back thinking, well, oh, I went out and had me a great meal, but I feel so heavy or I'm so bloated, these are some of the side effects that really are not being brought to your attention. These are due diligence that bring this type of stuff out. And it's our responsibility to be able to take our lives back to the most simplest level. The simplicity of taking control will give us the benefits. And that's what we have to work from. The benefit of being knowledgeable enough to make the decisions that are what we need in our lives. Because we become suitable humans. Right now we're unsuitable. And the reason why we're unsuitable is because we've allowed the system to take all of their anxieties out on us, all of the deception, all of the things they taught us that we don't need, all of the things that we do following their word that we find literally at the long run, there are people saying prayers that are never answered. And we have to come to grips with the fact that we have a service to our own spiritual nature that we neglect when we follow in the path of someone laid before us that isn't the path we should be on. So this is why we're under such a great attack. This is why when you look up in the sky, you see chemtrails. This is why you don't know what's in them, because when they tell you what's in them, then they got to give you an explanation for them. And they feel they don't have to explain nothing to you. And for those of you who don't know it, we are at war. And the reason why we're at war is because war is anything when someone attacks you in a manner of which they want to kill or destroy you, which is one and the same, it is a war. But the only people who aren't taking this serious are the people who are not knowledgeable enough to understand that that's what's going on. The people that are taking it serious are trying to open the eyes of those others who feel, oh no, the system works for me. It doesn't work for you. It will use you, but the system's not designed to work for anybody of color. They offer you the opportunity to operate within a system that they control. But you know what? We can break that. All we got to do is not follow the norm. When you get some cash, look for those black businesses that you can go to. I don't agree that all of them are fighting for the same reasons that we are, but at least we would be redirecting our dollars in a manner in which we are looking at that other person to tap into their virtue and give us what it is that we are purchasing without the fear of being deceived. Because see, that's what happens. When you go to these grocery stores and you buy a product, you are buying that person's right to deceive you. And see, I'm going to tell you something. We have decided that we are not going to accept deception. But we have to practice that. And I'm going to tell you how, listen, this is how bad it is, y'all. We have been taught to be self-denigrating so deep that we don't even realize when we go to that grocery store and we give them our money, they are giving us poison. They have no virtue that they could share with us and say, I'm doing this for you because I love you. You know why? Because they're doing it for a profit, and they don't care how that profit is motivated. That's why I have 90% of the chicken that you see today, it isn't even chicken. You know why it's not chicken? Because you have lost your ability to identify. If you're going out here and you're buying that KFC or you're buying those stuff in the store that tells you, oh, we got chicken wing, our chicken wing ain't four for $3. You don't know if that's chicken wings or not. The sad part about it is that in most cases, you never asked yourself a simple question. How can all of these places be selling chicken wings and they all be real? Think about it. You know, KFC can no longer call themselves Kentucky Fried Chicken because guess what? It's not chicken. It's a chicken derivative. A derivative means it's what it appears to be chicken. It tastes like chicken. It feels like chicken. It might even have chicken bones. But it's been modified to the degree that it's fattened up, it's tasty, but it has no calorie content at all. See, simplicity of being able to take control of our lives allows us to know exactly what we're putting in our body. And if you're not sure when you go out here, then if you want raisins, to find out how where raisins come from and reproduce the process. Is there a call? Okay, and listen, if it's not that, it might be something as simple as peanuts. Well, peanuts grow in the ground. Grow your own peanuts. I'm going to tell you something. We have literally gotten away from the simplicity of nutrition that is literally going to cause our death. And listen, if you want peanuts, you can always contact Virginia. That's the nutland. North Carolina, that's known for peanuts. There's places you can get it that you know you're getting a legitimate, nutritious food. And then that's where you buy. And guess what? If you want it in your area and you got a manufacturer in your area that literally brings that sort of thing, then you discuss with them about a person that you know or a plant that you know. And there's a place in North Carolina. Is that a call? There's a place in North Carolina on outside of, I believe it's Durham or Greenville, that literally is a peanut distribution. And they send peanuts all over the world. The South peanuts are so popular, they eat them in many different ways. So we have to tap into those sources so that we can get the precious nutrients from that food. Look at legumes. You get beans. There's many kind of beans out here. But I've been also told they always have navy beans and I think it's lima beans because they literally help fight off the radiation of radioactive material. See, there's always something that works to our advantage, but we got to apply the knowledge that we have and then go out and get the product. Once we get the product, we learn several ways to prepare the product. I'm going to tell you, my wife makes an excellent bean soup, but she makes an excellent bean pie. You see what I'm saying? There's not no one way. And guess what? She could go someplace and find somebody else who makes an excellent bean pie carrot cake. I don't know. But either way it goes, we take back the right to be able to nourish ourselves according to our personal needs. And that's what is the issue here. We have given up our sovereignty to people who have no respect or any virtue in reference to what they're trying to do. Because guess what? They don't care about you. And listen, I'm not saying this to scare you, because I'm going to tell you something. The best thing that ever happened to me was when I went outside to my wife's father's garden, and he was sitting out there in a chair, and I came out and I sat beside him. It was a beautiful sunny day, and he said, "I got something for you." I said, "What's that?" And he reached back, and he pulled me off a beefsteak tomato, and he handed it to me. He said, "Now, taste that." I said, "Wow," because I began to really put the whole cycle. This happened a number of years ago, but I began to start putting the whole cycle together. And the more we talked, he talked about the importance of him having a garden every year. And he's in the city. I'm telling you, he grows cucumbers, peppers, eggplant, tomatoes. See, there's a lot of things that we can do, but we got to take back that simple process of control. And when we do that, we'll find, regardless of what's going on outside that door, there's a lot of that we can keep at bay. Because guess what? If you're not getting sick, your health care ain't a great priority. You know why it ain't a great priority? Because you're starting to monitor yourself. You're getting good water input. You're getting good water. Your water consumption's good. You're eating regularly. Your food consumption's good. You're eating a variety of vegetables and fruits and legumes and nuts and peppers and fresh fruit. You are eating what is called a nutritional.
Radio show and I'm not answering the call.
Okay. All right, Erica, we hear you. Do you have a question?
I wonder if you could hear me.
Okay.
You
had a question? Yes, dear.
Yes, I do. I have a question. Yes. I wanted to mention that Anthony Littlejohn was the one who sent the video about the preservatives that they're putting in the lining of the cans. And I just wanted to elaborate about that a little bit, because you are correct. We have heard about this happening for years ago. But this video that he has, and I'll see if I can get Dave to put it on the show, on Tando Radio, so that people can see this particular video. It's just off the chain, because it talks specifically about Hunt's tomato sauce, some a tomato paste, and there was another thing that they really talked about that has the white lining inside of the cans. Initially, the white lining was to be an added type of preservative. And I do know that Hanover String Beans was one of the first that started the white can inside, the white lining. Because I think even on the front of the can, it talks about the special white lining that they have. And if you open up like the 18 ounces of Hanover String Beans, you'll see the white lining. That particular lining has a special estrogen type of preservative that they have in that chemical when they coated the can, and that's where all the problem is coming from. And in this particular video, it goes on and talks about how a scientist did a experiment where he washed out these couple of cans from these particular manufacturers, and he has it listed on a video. And they put clear water inside. They rinsed out the cans. They put clear water in. And they let the water sit for 24 hours, and then they did a test, and the level of this estrogen was off the chain within 24 hours. And then later on in the video, you can see where the naysayers, the elite, they get on and say, "Oh no, no, no! It's been passed through the FDA, and this chemical is not that bad, and it doesn't cause X, Y, and Z." But in the beginning of the video, you can see where this scientist, he went down to the wire. I mean, you could see where he did the experiments. And then they even show a petri dish that has breast cancer cells in it. And when he takes this water from this estrogen component from the can, and he drops it on the breast cancer cells. And this is a scientist. This ain't just some run-of-the-mill guy. He had cancer cells in a petri dish, and you can see them before your eyes just start to multiply just from that particular water that had that estrogen in it. And so he's letting you know that, you know, as far as people, you know, we, you know, they tell people, okay, well, get some canned goods and put them up for, you know, a rainy day or prepping or whatever. You have all these different canned goods, and here they got the deadly preservative right in the can. You know what I mean? Right in the can. And so also, Code 45 was one of the first beers that started this particular lining back about 20 years ago. When Code 45 beer was real popular, they changed this particular lining. And then since then, a lot of men and women, now the estrogen doesn't really increase women's breast size, but it does increase the possibility of breast cancer. With the men, it increases their breast size. They, not just their breasts, but their whole chest, underneath their arms, their armpits, all of that is that same type of hormone in a man that is in a woman. And you can see how it's affecting the children, because some of our young girls are rather well endowed. And between these cans and also the estrogen that they are producing and injecting the hormone into chicken to produce bigger white meat, breasted white meat, between those two entities are going into our young girls. By the time these young girls are in their early 20s and 30s, what do they have? They have breast cancer. So I just wanted to relay that a little bit more specifically, and I'll try to make sure I can get that video to Dave so he can put it on, because that really shows it in a nutshell and how it's all done by design. And it's a horrible fate. And they were talking also about the fact that it's in tomato sauce, between the acid that's in tomatoes, that magnifies it even to a higher level. Personally, if I buy tomato sauce, I always try to buy it in a can. Excuse me, in a jar. Because they have them in a jar, Ragu and stuff. You have a choice, can or jar. The jars are a little bit more expensive than the cans. Guess why? Because the cheaper is not what is the best. So next time you're in a store, you can even buy frozen tomatoes that are in packaging. Also, the video talks about microwaving and microwave plastic containers. They're still lined with that same type of lining that initially was in the cans. So that video is something that we all need to see.
Is that the BHP? Is that that BHP?
Well, they try to say a lot of things are BPH-free. That's the BPH that they want to not be in there. But really, actually, the kickoff was from baby bottles, because plastic baby bottles, you know, baby bottles initially in the 70s and the 80s were glass, and then they came out with plastic. Then they saw between the plastic baby bottles and the vaccinations, a lot of the autism and different issues were starting to pop up, but nobody was really looking at the baby bottles. But yes, the baby bottles, when you see this video, the scientist also talks about the baby bottles being a culprit of this particular kind of plastic. Nowadays, if you try to get a young mother to use a glass bottle, she'll argue with you. Why I gotta carry that old heavy glass bottle? Well, that glass bottle might save your child's life. How about that?
Hey, darling, darling, while you're on, can you give us a little background on soy meal and dairy products and why we shouldn't be using those, please?
Soy meal? Soy anything. Soy anything is not what you want to use. Even soy sauce. When you go to a Chinese store and you get soy sauce, be limited. Don't just douse your food with a bunch of soy sauce, because guess what? That is soy. That is coming from the soybean that's being manufactured. That is one of the Monsanto's creative frankenfood with all the glyphosate. That was their pilot fruit, well, vegetable, was soybeans back in the day to cover with the pesticides and the demon seed. It really stemmed from the soybean, and that's one of the worst things to eat. And unfortunately, with baby formula, they came out with a new soy baby formula because they found that a lot of the children were allergic and throwing up the whole milk and the other baby formula like the Similac. So they came out with Isomil, which was soybean. Really come to find out that is a culprit. A lot of those young boys back in the 80s and 90s, especially toward the 90s, were given Enfamil because they were allergic to the Similac. And now we're looking at them 20 years later with female tendencies that are probably a little off the chain. But any type of soybean, anything, I suggest not to. For any woman that is prone to get breast cancer or has any type of breast cancer in their family, I wouldn't even eat soy sauce on a regular basis. And dairy milk itself is, just think, dairy milk was really made for the calf. It was not made for the human. You know, just like we wouldn't take our breast and feed it, an animal with it, why should we be sucking on the breast of an animal? We can very easily get the nutrients that we need from milk made of any of the nuts, any cashews, almonds, any nut source also can be kind of ground down with fresh water. And what they usually do is like you'll take the almond and you'll soak the almond overnight, and then you'll add fresh water to it and grind it up, and it will make its own milk. And we could very easily change our diet to drinking those types of milks as opposed to dairy milk. There's really no reason. And you would have to understand anything that they put into that cow, any type of hormone, anything that goes in that cow is going to come out through its breast milk, just like an adult. And if a woman is using any kind of street drug, prescription drug, and she nurses her baby, if she's smoking marijuana or using PCP or anything like that, and she's breastfeeding her baby gets sick, goes into the hospital, and if there's any trace of any drug in that child through the breast milk, they will arrest the parent, the mother. So if it's going through the mother into the child, it's also going through the cow into the human. And by the way, milk that comes out of a cow really isn't so white anyway. It's really kind of pink because as it's being stripped through the nipple, through the actual sac of the nipple, it's excreting blood through, especially over, you know, every day they're keeping these. One thing for a cow to constantly give milk, it has to be pregnant or have just given birth. So basically, when you're getting milk from these cows that then is processed and going to the grocery store, it's coming from a pregnant cow or a cow that just had a baby. Now, once that cow has just had that baby, and through the stripping of the constant suction of the vacuum that's on its tits, on the breast tits, you're getting blood in there. So one of the screening processes that they do when they do milk is they screen the blood out first. They actually, yes.
Erica, let me ask you this here. So you're saying that a cow must be kept in through a perpetual state of pregnancy in order for it to have produced milk every day ongoing?
Yes. Either just have had the baby, just like a woman. A woman has a baby, she produces breast milk for a certain amount of time. After that baby is away from that mother, and for so much time, this milk stops being produced. So they go back and they, in a cow, they will artificially inseminate, because there's never any male cows around. They artificially inseminate with a glove. They inseminate that cow and keep that cow pregnant. As soon as that sperm goes into her and it starts to fertilize, those hormones kick in for it to think that a baby cow is going to be calf, it's going to be birthed after so many weeks. It will start producing the hormones to then have enough milk for when that calf is born. So the cows either stay in a constant state of pregnancy or a constant state of just have had a calf. Yes, it's just the way nature works. You're just like a woman, okay. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She produces milk for that child.
Okay, we're coming up on the break, baby. But what I'd like you to do is that the night show, I'm focusing on the simplicity of doing for self and the things that you can do to initiate that. But I would like you to focus on, after the break, bringing us a quick segment of the pharmaceutical industry and how it's literally taking the right for natural holistic healing away from the individual and giving you remedies for things that will never solve the problem. Okay?
Right.
Can I be heard?
Yes, brother, please.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know you could hear me. I would have been said something. I chimed in. Okay, how you doing?
Hold on. Hey, Scotty, are we up on top of a break? Hey, Scotty, are we on a break?
No, you still have 7 minutes.
No, Brother Davis, you got like 5 minutes.
Okay, brother, come on. You said you could be heard. Please give your name and your name.
Oh, okay. This is Hassan calling from Seattle. I had a question about soy, because I've been trying to figure out for quite a while now, because you hear that soy is so bad, it's so bad, it's so bad, but then you hear, no, soy is good. So what is it? Is it the soy products that's bad, but the soy bean? I mean, because it's a bean, right? It's a natural bean, isn't it? Or is it something that's just is fake, that was made up? I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Erica, would you mind answering this?
Yeah, I'll answer that. Yeah, and brother, you're right. You would think that the soybean should be okay, but it is not. What it has been is the DNA has been changed initially. There's two things going on. The DNA of the original soybean has been changed, so it's not the soybean of 20 years ago at all. And
okay.
The second part about it is that it has been that was one of Monsanto's first field vegetables that they saturated with the glyphosate, which is the Roundup, you know, all those pesticides. They saturated it because they found that the more that they saturated it, it grew faster and stronger. So they infiltrate their fields with the pesticides to kill off the other bugs, of course, but it just turns it into something else. It actually turns the soybean into something else. It looks like a soybean, and you would think it works like a soybean, but no, I would not under any circumstance suggest anybody to eat soybeans. Not these soybeans that are grown right here in America today. No, I would not.
Okay, that was my next thing. Okay, so at one point they were good, because you can go online and find different health things that say soy this, soy that, and it's good. But so the problem is the soybeans that we have today are not the soybeans from then. And okay, now is there a source on the planet where it is good, or is it just they're away from them altogether?
I understand what you're asking, but you know what? Right now, I would stay away from it totally, unless you just have to have a diet of soybean. Perhaps you could find it specifically. I don't have to have it. I'll go eat another bean. I'll eat a navy bean.
I don't think I've ever even ate a soybean, but I mean, I eat soy sauce and just, you know, different. You look at the ingredients of things.
Yes. Now, there's also a lot of oil, a soybean oil. There's almost soybeans. You know, you got to think of the derivatives of it. There's almost every French fry, potato chip. Mm-hmm. Look on the packages. A lot of them are made with soybean oil. That's a big
a
big thing. Also, in a lot of cosmetics and a lot of shampoos, men and women shampoos and men and women's cosmetics and creams, a lot of them use soybean oil. So over a course of time, that it can manufacture just some craziness in your system, mess up your hormonal track in your system. I would try my best to stay away from it, because like for us, we just use black soap and shea butter. I stopped buying all them lotions, potions, and all that stuff. I just went down to basics.
And keep it
plain, you know, less is more, you know, and I read every label. If it says soybean, I put it, you know. Now, obviously, you're going to get something in your diet somewhere along the line. I mean, we're not living on an island. But if you can consciously make a determination to not eat it. As a matter of fact, we had some Chinese today. I didn't open up the Chinese. We had four or five of those little soybean packets. I didn't eat none of them. I didn't even open them up. They give them to you, you know, they subliminally just give them to you. Now, some people put them in their diet, and it might not be as bad as somebody else, but some other women and some people who are prone to a lot of hormonal imbalance, yes, that's what makes a lot of women crazy. I'm not saying they're crazy, but I'm just saying all that hormonal impact from something, just like a soybean that has hormonal tendencies within itself, mixes with the women's hormones. Maybe she's going through menopause. Maybe the young lady is going through puberty. That just, maybe she's pregnant. It just throws in there with all those other hormones and just goes erratic.
Okay, right. Hold on. We're coming up on a break. We can pick this up right after the break. This started out as a one-man stand. Now you coming back with the Davis team attack. We're moving up on the break right now, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to you on the other side.
Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back. This is Brother Davis and Sister Davis of the Davis team on a Wise Wednesday. And we're going to go back to a previous conversation that we were having with a guest from Seattle. So if you'd like to pick up there, we can continue.
Yeah, I was just going to say one last thing about soy. This is when I knew something wasn't right. I don't know everybody that eats fried foods, if they fry food, because I only fry things with peanut oil now. But if you look at the ingredients on all the vegetable oil and the canola oil, and the ingredients just say soy oil. But the front label says vegetable oil, but the ingredient is soy. That's it. Like I don't even think I've seen nothing else on there. So, you know, they're twisting you on that front for anybody that does Friday food. You know, I only use peanut oil, and I check the ingredients, and I make sure it only says peanut oil.
And brother, you are right. I have noticed that too. If you really break it down to the science of what you're looking at, you're absolutely right. I have noticed that too, where it'll say vegetable on the front, and when you look at the actual ingredients, sometimes it'll say a mix of palm oil, soy, and it'll give you like it's one of these, and you don't even know which one it is. It could be all the above or one of the above. Right. It's like they have the choice. Whatever they ran out of, then they added this new one, and so they say it could be A, B, C, and you're just getting one of those. Yes.
Even in the ingredients, it doesn't even say anything. It just says those oils. So why is the front say vegetable or canola? I don't even know what canola is, but.
Canola is from an actual plant too. Any of those are bad. The best to do is no fried food. But if you have to fry, they say to fry lightly, not deep fry, and like a peanut oil or an olive oil, or coconut. But really, if we can get away from frying completely, maybe sauteing, maybe a heavy sauteing, but that deep frying where you're going into 3 or 4 inches of hot grease, it's just all saturated. It just doesn't do anything. It tastes good, but it's destroying your body from the inside out. That's just not what we want to do.
Interject for a second here? I want to share this information about the soys. Soybeans. The internet is your friend. You can pretty much find anything you want to find on the internet. But a Russian scientist or a Russian biologist back in 2010 did a study that says that genetically modified soy is linked to sterility and infant mortality in hamsters. He said that Monsanto's genetically modified soy grown on 91% of U.S. soybean fields leads to problems in growth or reproduction. So this was from, this was like 7 years ago when this, and I found this on the Huffington Post. So I didn't hear anybody mention sterility, but that's what this scientist is saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, right. we're picking up and we pull. Brother, did you get your questions answered?
Yeah, I did.
Excellent. Man.
I did have one more question that she brought up, deep fried.
Okay, so. Go ahead.
Now, when you're saying, even you're saying don't deep fry anything, but even though certain oils, because, you know, when I study health stuff, it says certain fats are good fats. So, if you're going to fry something, if you're frying it in that good oil, you're saying that's still bad, even if it's a good fat, to deep fry it?
Yes. Any fat, it still does the same thing. There's a process that goes on. There's a process that goes on that makes the liquid, that makes the liquid oil that they have to process. And that process that keeps the liquid, the oil liquid, is one of the things you really have to worry about. They really just say any fried foods. There's really, anybody who completely stops frying food and eats a diet of no fried foods live longer than somebody who's frying food. Because it just does, it, once it gets into your body, it's not processed correctly. Your body doesn't know what to do with it, and it cannot process because of the process that the oil went through. It's just not natural. It's just absolutely not natural, especially if it's deep fried. Cause it's just not a natural process, and your body doesn't know what to do with it. The extra fat that creates the crusty skin, like on chicken or fish or whatever. Anything that is deep fried is not good for you. Now, we eat it all the time, and we try to, in our mind, think that it's great and think that it's something that we can really live with, but, brother, you really can't. I can't elaborate on it enough. I need to, you know, sit down and give you some research, which I can do maybe for the next show, or I can give you verbatim research. But, really, across the top, if people who do not eat a diet of fried foods have chances are don't have diabetes, they don't have the stroke, they don't have the heart disease. All of that is part of that fried food category. You know, sauteed is great. You can saute it in pure butter. You know, saute something, flip it over. You know, in our minds, we're just used to that fried chicken or that fried fish because that's what we've been given. But guess what? If we never was given that, some countries, they don't eat, third world countries don't eat fried foods at all. You go to different parts of Africa or Caribbean and different places, a lot of places in China, they don't eat a lot of fried foods. If they eat it, it's on special occasions. Yeah, they eat it every so often. We eat it every day. Some people eat it three times a day. You know, French fries in the morning or hash browns, and you eat some fried chicken at dinner. You know, you end up with a snack of fried, you know, potato chips, you know. So we have this constant feed in our body, and when that oil gets into our body, we don't know how to process it. It's not a natural in our body. So our body's kind of stored as fat. Anything the body don't know what to do with, it pushes it aside and stores it as fat.
Right.
It's no category.
Yeah, it does.
We can get away from it. And really, it's hard to get away from it all at once, because my husband and I, we don't eat a lot of fried foods. So am I going to sit here and tell you we never eat it? No. But we eat 90% less fried foods now than we did, let's say, 4 or 5 years ago. Just think, for a French fry, you can easily put French fries in an oven as opposed to on top of the stove in a deep fryer. It's still a French fry. It still tastes good. You put ketchup on, salt, and go on about your business. We, in our mind, just think it got to be fried like McDonald's. No, it doesn't. Put it in the oven. It's great.
And I would like to add also, do it to taste, brother, because that's how you tweak it to get it to where you like it and you cook it as healthy as possible. That, once again, comes back to the principle of being simplistic about how you approach this. Is there any more questions, brother? Okay. Listen, this is Brother Davis and Sister Davis on Wise Wednesday. I'm going to tell you I'm excited behind the fact that my wife did decide to come on and join me directly. But I also would like to point out to I'd like her to point out to us as individuals about taking over our right to eat right. And when we take over our right to eat right, we have an opportunity to create our own cuisine the way we like it, and we can grow the vegetables and the fruits that are suitable for our taste. Some people say they don't like asparagus. I love asparagus. So, Eric, if you would elaborate on really putting your menu together so you can grow what is necessary in order for you to make the type of dishes that you want, how easily and simple it is, but it requires you to do something to initiate that process.
Yes, I just want to elaborate real quick that less is more. We live in a country where we think everything is double-sized, super-sized, triple-sized just because of the commercial aspect. We were sitting with some other tractor-trailer drivers today, and we all came to the same conclusion. Why do we eat these three heavy meals a day? It's only because it's marketed that way. You go to other countries, people just don't eat the way we do. And we see TV, we see something that we want, or we smell something that we goes back in our memory that we got to have, and then we just overdo. We're a country of overdoers, and we need to go back to basics. Everybody, if you have access to a patio or a yard or even a friend's yard, you can grow some simple vegetables such as tomatoes, cucumbers, bell peppers. Vegetables to eat is a bell pepper. Matter of fact, I cut up things like bell peppers, oranges, apples in our truck, and I just put them in a Ziploc bag. Now, it's not going to last for a week, but it'll last for a couple of days. Just because the apple turns brown, you can still eat it. It's not appealing. It looks a little brown on the outside, but it's still an apple. It doesn't have the preservatives on it, which is a great thing. It's better that something gets old and gets brown and gets mushy. Some people who have, like, a refrigerator, now you know the last time you bought apples was 4 months ago. You was at the grocery store, you bought apples 4 months ago. You go down to the bottom of your crisper, you open up your crisper drawer, and all those apples start rolling around. That's something wrong with, because that means that outside of that apple, you have so much preservatives outside that that's keeping that apple alive. That apple should have been turned to mush in 4 months. And I'm almost certain that somebody on this call know that you bought some apples months ago that still look like apples. That's a red flag. That apple should be mush, brown mush in the bottom of your refrigerator. And sometimes when you do go to an organic grocery store and you happen to buy organic, you might not say organic, but you happen to buy it, and then you look and it spoils a lot faster, and you say, "Well, Dad, what's wrong with this fruit? I used to have fruit. It sat on the counter for 3 or 4 days. Now it sits on here for 2 days and it turns brown." Duh, that means it doesn't have the preservatives on it. God only created everything to live about 3 or 4 days naturally, and then it dies and it goes, it turns into the next level of process. So what do you want to do? If you want to keep that thing, you stop the process. You can stop the process by, once it's fresh, you can stop the process by cutting it up and putting it in a container and freezing it. Another way you can stop the process is cutting it up, putting it in a jar, and jarring it. Now, I would say can, but, you know, we don't. The average family doesn't have access to making can in an actual tin can, but we do have access to making things in jars. Any of us can go on YouTube and see how you make jar your fruits and vegetables. You can start with something small like applesauce. Try that for, you know, make some apple, get some apples, cut them up, juice them down or puree them down, and make little containers, little jars, and see how the process is done. There's plenty of videos on YouTube that will step you through the process. If you have a grandmother or an older elder in a family, they'd be more than happy to walk right through it with you. If you do it correctly, that mason jar or that jar that you put that fruits or vegetables or even meat in can last for up to 2 to 3 years, depending on the process that you did. We just have to do it. We just have to take our time and do it.
Can I add in this also that a lot of times when she's cooking, whether it be here in the truck or whatever, we split those assignments. She might be chopping and I might be shaking, or I might be chopping and she might be shaking, but ultimately what we're trying to do is communicate facts back and forth that we are taking control of our lives in the most simplistic way by doing it ourselves. We're not relying on going to the store and this person is selling us what we anticipated to be. But we go to the store, if we want to buy fresh corn, we're looking for fresh corn. We have our own way of checking it out. You see, and a lot of times we'll get it corn and we'll get to the store and we'll get to conversing with other people about nutrition, because you'll be surprised at the lack of knowledge that people have. What do you think, Erica?
Yeah, we really have to take our own initiative. If you go into any of the callers that are on this phone, if you go into the your cabinet and you've got a whole bunch of boxes in there that's Kraft this, that's Hamburger Helper that, that's the problem. You know, I wouldn't say you don't got to just throw it all out with the bathwater now, the baby with the bathwater. But the next time you want to make Hamburger Helper, you can just, you don't need a box. All you need is macaroni noodles, some good beef stock. You can use a bouillon cube, or you can stew some beef and take the juice off of that and add your little spices. Add some hamburger, mix it all together in a skillet. You ain't got to fry it hard. Just saute your hamburger and add the gravy, the beef gravy, and add your cooked noodles, and you have Hamburger Helper. You want to add some cheese to that? There you go. It's not out of a box, so all those preservatives on the side of the box, it's a whole paragraph. Just think, you are omitting that, you are subtracting that whole paragraph of all those added ingredients. If you say to yourself, yeah, but I'm a mother, or I'm a father, single father, and I don't have time to do all this every day, well, make up a big batch and make a bunch of little Ziploc bags or Corning dishes and put them in the freezer, okay? So you don't have enough time. I know exactly what you mean. Make a big, huge pot of it and cut it down yourself. Put it in individual storage containers, and then the next time you need it, you go to your freezer and you pull it out and you have your instant meal. We just have to get out of the mindset that we've been in all of for years. And I do just want to piggyback, Richard, you mentioned earlier before the break about a couple of questions about holistic foods. Everybody, there are a lot of people that are getting on the holistic bandwagon. As you know, a lot of our physicians that are holistic doctors and practitioners are dying. They are one by one plucking them off this earth because they are a wealth of information. So you have to be a red flag saying, if they're killing all these doctors, Sabies one, there's many of them. And if they are eliminating them, it's because they want the secrets of holistic lifestyle to die with them. So what I would suggest is that start looking up holistic remedies. Don't always go to just one source. Go to a couple of sources. While we have these telephones and the internet, you know, our cell phones, internet that we can look up information, just like Scotty did. He wanted to have more information about soybeans. He went right to the source. And he found out what it was, found out what it wasn't, and he understood, this ain't something that I want to do. Hey, do you got to eliminate it from the diet? Well, it's up to you. If you want to live longer, eliminate it. If you want to have some couple of issues and things go on causing inflammation in your body, that's exactly what you're going to get when you eat a lot of fried foods, you eat a lot of these fruits and vegetables. Believe me, my husband and I, we have a very small diet now. We have a very small amount of things that we eat. When I go to the grocery store, sometimes I put things in the cart, and by the time I get to the checkout, I didn't took them out. And I read every single label. There's nothing
Excellent.
That goes in my body or on my body that I don't read. And if I left my reading glasses and I don't have them and I can't read that small print, I don't even worry about it. Because if it's that small and it's all that going on, I don't want it. I don't want it as a hair shampoo. I don't want it. And I try to invest that in our children, our grandchildren. When they're with us, when we go to the grocery stores and stuff, I have them read the labels. Can you read these words, all these syllables? If you can't read them, you don't need them. There's an alternative to it. You
Ms.
just
Davis.
Can't find it. Yes.
Ms. Davis. Thank you very much. By the way, I'm coming up with the fresh roasted and peanuts. That's going to be our snack. This has been Wise Wednesday with a truth connection. The real resurrection of simplicity being taking your power back. Dave, thank you for the opportunity to bring the Davis team into the homes of the people that we love. Back to Dave in the studio. Thank you very much, and thank you, Ms. Davis. I'll be there shortly.
Great, great show, Sister.
Thanks, dear.
Davis, Brother Davis. So true. And, you know, just wealth of information. And, you know, some of the things I appreciate, it's very true. You know, we do consume too much food, and especially in today's world, because there's no nutrients in the food. That's why we have we may have the weight of someone that is healthy, but in actuality, we're malnourished and starving. Starvation doesn't look with the bloating stomach and everything else. That's not the only way that you can starve. Many of us get sick because we are starving of minerals and the natural things that the body needs. So I know for me, one of the things that I do, the doctors, they always tell you the most important meal of the day is what? Breakfast. Skip it. Probably it allows your body to, even though you will be hungry, it allows your body to process the food that is already taken in. So that is, you know, it's good to fast your body, not only for spiritual things, but for physical things as well. And, you know, with the oils, one of the things that's the big problem with the oils is that your body doesn't generate enough heat to dissolve the oil. And if you ever look at fried foods, fried, you know, grease and everything else, once it cools, when it's no longer under intense heat, that is the heat that's used to cook it, because your body can't produce that type of heat, else you won't live. What happens is that it will turn into what you see when the heat turns off and sits for a while, and it will go into that lard stage. That's what's really, really happening. So great, great show. Great question, Jada. Comments from Hassan. And I missed some of the other person. Missed that if there was, I missed that one. So just want to thank the Davis team. So we're get ready to get out of here, Brother Bragg. Sorry I missed your call today. Getting ready to do a conference call for the preparedness. After that, right after Tando Radio Show, 15 minutes after Tando Radio Show, for those of you that are in the preparedness, we'll be jumping into that this evening. So I just want to say thank you all for listening. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect, Brother Braggs. If you're on the line, if you would chime us out, we'll get out of here and be ready for the show right after. Max is coming on with the New Abolitionist Radio Show, coming on right after. Take care, all. We'll be right back.